obviously the new term, there's a lot of new students in particular coming back or coming here for the first time who wouldn't be aware of some of the issues that have been caused in the past by parking in terms of illegal parking, blocking of junctions and things like that. Just the volume of traffic as well, which for some of the residential areas is becoming very excessive. We've spoken to obviously the police to make sure that they keep an eye on any illegal parking in there, and obviously fines will be issued for those who are parking illegally. But just in general, if students and staff can try and avoid parking in the area if possible, obviously use the McGee car park itself, because it's otherwise causing issues. We know that students who have already been at McGee are aware of the sort of systems that are in place, but it's a new student in particular coming on who wouldn't, and we're trying to make sure that they would take the residents' concerns into consideration.
And indeed, if an emergency was to arise, it could be a life or death situation.
Absolutely, that's one of the key concerns. A lot of the people living around McGee are retired or are older generation. That means obviously potentially more ambulances and things like that coming into the area. So if there's a problem with ambulances getting access to people's homes because of cars parked at awkward locations, that in particular causes concerns for ourselves. So, I mean, this applies both in the Aberfoyle area. There's all around Lawrence Hill and parts of Rosemount as well, north of the state. There's a number of areas, and I've actually put in place a number of local measures with residents so they can report any cars that are parked illegally directly to the police, and that has been quite successful in addressing some of it. But obviously the sheer volume of extra traffic coming in the next couple of weeks, we want to make sure we've preempted any issues by asking for students and staff to avoid the area if possible, and obviously those systems being in place will help the residents as well.